Mr. Fun.
Gee, I just say that it is just fun to be on the telephone phone line. I just can't tell you how fun this fun is. Fun, fun, fun. Well, that isn't how much fun fun can get. Fun is more than just fun, fun. It's fun, fun, fun. And then some more fun. It's just fun. And I mean, this telephone line is fun. What do I mean when I say fun? What do I mean when I say fun? Well, I'll tell you what I mean when I say fun. It is fun.
Okay,
and
I've had just
fun.
About enough of stupid comments.
You don't think it's funny. Funny is so...
Get on, they rag on the women because they're overweight. They rag on them.
because they're different. Pitches against the long hair and short hair is always talking. Pitches against the music. And very common pitches. I notice a lot now because of my age, but pitches against age, too. Well, I'll get on the line and everybody, the callers will tell me I'm too old or something like that. So that's another one. So there's got to be some more positive things on these things like love. I know I've been looking for love a long time. It doesn't seem to be on these lines. There might be a few loving line callers out there, but most of them want to hate. They think of more and more reasons to be prejudiced and hating each other. And you can even hardly imagine. They'll probably come up with a more and more all the time. As the callers get younger, and they come up with more ideas and ways to hate each other and everything. There's just no love on these lines. Just like in the 60s, everybody went to San Francisco, hey, to Ashbury to find love. But nobody knew how to give love, you know. Everybody wanted it. They kept going around trying to seek it. And then hundreds of thousands of young people going up there, but nobody knew how to give it. And that's what it seems like the way it's going. And everybody calls the lines, you know, to find love, you know. Either a nice young lady of their choice or a young gentleman or something. But nobody knows how to give love. All they know how to do is hate. And they meet you, you know. They might be nice to you. But then as they get back home, they're ragging on you and saying all the things, negative things about you, right? But the positive things they don't care about. Everybody just wants to cut everybody down, hurt them, you know, gang up on them and everything else. There's one more thing, too. I'm against it. Somebody goes around with some of their buddies and gangs up on their callers and everything. And that's been happening to a lot of us have been affected with that. A lot of us out there like to go around and attack other callers and everything, too. That stuff's got to come to a stop. Just hatred's got to stop. Comment line that constantly. Well, a lot of you out there know, some of you are victims, some of you are the ones that just harden the thought. Why don't we put a stop to this and learn to love, okay? Okay, you know, I suppose you could come back and play this comment. It's an important one, okay? God bless you. Later, God.
Bullfrogs did you count playing leapfrog in between Bob 213's comment there? Bob, one thing you got to learn to do is relax. And, you know, I found a real good way to relax. Skeet nuking. That's right, skeet nuking. And I'm going to do some more right here because I've got a few drop-ins that are making me sick and I want to get rid of. And, you know, one person I've always wanted to nuke is Clint Eastwood. So we're going to start by nuking Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead. Make my day.